Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 11:28, Pretoria 12:30, and Mbombela 16:31.
In the traffic, the N3 starts busy at the Buccleuch interchange, stays busy all the way to Germiston, I'm afraid. And in Kempton Park at the moment, traffic nightmare. Sierswart and Kelvin near Festival Mall. There's roadworks on the go and it is a mess.
Your sport, the Chinese swimming doping scandal escalates with the White House calling for an inquiry, and the long road to the World Cup begins as coach Jenny van Dijk announces her first SPA Proteas squad.
And the governor of the South African Reserve Bank, Lesetša Ganyago, says inflation remains very much with us. He spoke a few minutes ago at the bank's monetary policy review in Johannesburg.
As the Monetary Policy Committee, we remain resolute in fulfilling our primary mandate to maintain price stability in the interest of balance and sustainable growth. Our policy actions will always seek to anchor inflation and inflation expectations at or closer to the midpoint of our target band.
Moving to the courts, the rape case against media personality Molemo Jubjub Marwane has been postponed to the 13th of June. He appeared before the Johannesburg Magistrates Court today, where he faces several charges, including rape, attempted murder and assault that allegedly took place in 2006 and 2009. He's currently out on 10,000 rand bail following his arrest in July last year, but he wants the bail conditions relaxed, and this application will be heard on Thursday. Here's MPA spokesperson Pindi Mjononwana.
The case was remanded for the outcome of representations that he submitted to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. However, he has indicated in court that he would like to bring an application to amend some of his bail conditions.
Moving abroad, Spain's left-wing government is applying more pressure on the Catholic Church to compensate victims of sexual abuse committed on its watch. Unlike in other nations, clerical abuse allegations have only recently started to gain traction in Spain. 6 months ago, a first-ever official report estimated that more than 400,000 people had suffered sexual abuse by the clergy and other lay people, proposing a compensation fund to be set up, but the church declined to participate. And finally, political parties and independents participating in Gauteng in the coming elections signed the Electoral Code of Conduct earlier today. Gauteng electoral officer Thabo Masemola has confirmed that 43 political parties and 2 independent candidates will be contesting for the provincial legislature, and 41 parties and 3 independent candidates will be contesting for regional seats at the National Assembly. Meanwhile, social media platform TikTok partnered with the IEC to stamp out misinformation. TikTok's public policy and government relations director, Fortune Ngulisibanda, elaborates on the initiative, which he hopes will rope in other leading civil organizations.
That the issue of misinformation or disinformation is a concern for people going into this election. So we partnered with the likes of Africa Check to produce some very, very engaging content, educating our users about how not to be also inadvertently involved in spreading misinformation.
I'm Waline Fushia, more news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world, this is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station,
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, that sounds like you.
Oh, not another tape.
Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true.